Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all. Today I would like to talk to you about encouraging yourself in the Lord God. You know, a good example to look at this is David in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. The story opens with David returning from the field to the city of Ziklag to find his wives, his children, all taken captive by the Amalekites. The Amalekites have raided the city and burnt the city and took all the women, men, women, boys, and girls back with them. And we find that the men that were with David was so distraught. The Bible says they wept till they had no more power to weep. And then the Bible say they thought of stoning David. After David done led them through many battles, they at this point turn on him because of the bitter agony of losing their loved ones. But I like what the Bible says in verse 6, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. The Bible tells us that David encouraged himself in the Lord. Dear listener, that's what we want to talk to you about today. When trouble comes our way, and it will come, we must learn to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Not encourage ourselves with ourselves, but encourage ourselves in the Lord. And if we look at the example of David, David had to recognize who was in control of all things. He recognized that God, the creator of all that we know, was still in control, and nothing took him by surprise. I like David's response because he remembered the Lord. When we get in situations that knock us down or put us into a place that we're not comfortable, we need to remember the Lord. The Bible tells us that David inquired of the Lord, what should he do? And the Lord tells David that he should get up, rise up, and follow after the Amalekites, and he will recover all. Folks, Satan may have took something precious from you, but the message today is to rise up and take back what's yours. Now, that's all according to the will of God. To encourage yourself, you must understand that God is a keeper of his word. What he said he'll do, he will do. The Bible says he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. If God has made you a promise, remember, he will keep his promise. You need to focus on who made you that promise, and that is God Almighty, and he will perform it. We need to know that when we're down, we're not out. We know that God is on our side, and if God be for us, who can be against us? David also learned that when we are faced with difficult circumstances, we must stand still until we hear from God. David no doubt wept, but then he did not stay in that mode of weeping or having a pity party. David encouraged himself in the Lord and remembered all the benefits that he has as a child of God. And then David strengthened himself and did according to the word of God. So I would like to encourage you today, if you've gone through something, you feel like the world is all upon on you and no one's on your side, remember God say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Seek his face. Seek what the will of God and do what he have you to do, and everything will work itself out. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.